straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they got...
Yeah, another episode of the Alski Show just about to get underway. Big shout out to George at All The Right for always supporting. That's right, big ups. Make sure you come by the store on Corona Avenue. You know the spot. Check out that dope giz joint on the outside wall. Big shout out to Chris, Robots Will Kill. My brother Duel, Cool C. My bombing partner from back in the day, New Nam, King Kong Killer CE. Big shout out to my nigga JR. Big shout out to JRC, doing his thing. My brother Dio. Big shout out to Urban Hooker, flicking away. Another brother, Fabricio's. Yo, that homeboy could snap, boy. Yo, that's the Shutterbug King right there. No disrespect to all the other photographers doing their thing, but my man gets vicious. Big shout out to Lex, Sasha Sweets, Nilla. Big shout out to In The Cut, my brother Zeus, Stickify, Docs, LM, Ezak. Check them out Wednesday nights at the Lucky Saloon. That's right, rough and rugged, ripping it up. I want to introduce to you my brother from way, way back, Gas Crew. My brother FC Ism in the fucking building. What's up?
All right.
What's up?
We out here.
Oh, yeah. What are we painting?
Estamos aquí, loco.
All right. For those of you that don't know, FC is the man that did King Kong on 5 points. That was one of the best productions for that fucking size scale to date. To date. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You need to talk into the mic, brother. Mike ain't picking your ass up. You got to pick up the mic.
Yo. Check 1, 2.
Microphone, right, check up. 1, 2.
Here we go.
What the fuck is it?
Yeah, you know, I guess we could take it right from there with that King Kong shit.
Take it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, seems like people keep talking about it, but, you know, not the right people get recognition.
There you go.
So, you know, the suckers out there making money on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the people who are involved with it aren't making the dough. I don't understand
that. That's the sad thing about graffiti, brother.
Yeah. But it's all good. I didn't do it for the money. I did it to wake up the spirit of Queens, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
But then again, when you see someone fucking selling your prints without permission, without getting
agitated.
$1.
Yeah,
you get pissed. I got to shout out Mia's also. He put a lot of work into it. A lot of great artists came through from all over the world, all over our country, from our country. It was like a safe haven for people to go do their thing.
It's
funny that before it was 5 points. It was the Fun Factory.
Right.
And little did we know, FC and I met there, and we knew of each other's work. But the funny thing is FC lived down the block from me, and I never fucking knew it. So that's the shit right there.
Yep. That's how quiet you kept.
Thing I got to say about FC, you know, he shows nothing but love and respect for all writers.
Unless you're a toy.
Unless you're a toy.
I'm sorry.
But what I like the most is, I mean, FC and I did the Dondi trains, right? Prior to that, FC always hooks a brother up. And you don't have to be dead. I mean, you could just be a writer that's on the bench, and FC liked and admired your work, or you were his boy, or whatever the case is. He's always putting people up. And that, I give you the ultimate salute. And I respect everything that you've done, everything that you do. I appreciate everything that you do. And
thank you, G.
A lot of people today have that egotistical type of shit. So, you know, you got to remember one thing. We're family men. I mean, you know, yeah, you could label us as vandals, criminals, because that's what we did, do, yeah, or whatever the case may be. But taking it back to 5 points, when you have a photographer cashing in on your work without even trying to attempt to get in touch with you,
yeah,
it is kind of fucked up. And the whole irony of it is, yeah, is this motherfucker probably don't know, even know nothing about graph.
No, probably not.
You know, so.
But I know there's a lot of people in his defense that are saying, well, photographers go and take pictures. They have rights to their pictures and the things that they take. Yeah, of the Statue of Liberty, you know, architecture.
Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge. Do all the shit you want.
Right.
You know, but there's another law that's in there, in between the lines, that protect artists. People will make music. People will make original, like, you know, poetry and original artworks. That image belongs to the people who created it. And
right,
if you're going to take a picture of it and sell it, then I could say, hey, you know, I could go shoot photos of Banksy stuff, right? And then I can go sell it and then make money off of it. Right?
But you won't, because that's
won't
not the right thing to do.
That's not the way I roll.
Right.
But, you know, I just found out that, you know, this guy can't get away with it. So there's a launch cease and desist that's going to take place, and he's going to owe me money.
You know?
And I'm going to spread it. I'm going to take that money. I'm going to split it, you know, between my brothers that helped me do this shit.
It's funny that you mention that, because for those of you who remember, H. Halls used to do that Big Baby.
Yeah, Zone.
He actually has that same issue where he did on a brick wall NYC.
Right.
And I've actually seen magnets and all sorts of shit being sold in the city.
Right, right.
And I actually tagged him to a few of those pictures. Now, I personally don't know him, but, you know, he was iconic to me.
Yeah.
You know, the signature baby, you know. So,
dude,
you know,
I put him getting, in the lines.
That's
like,
getting
house
robbed.
Music, you know, like, that was it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're getting robbed, and it's kind of fucked up, because it's frustrating. You know, here we are, you know, trying to make a name for ourselves other than the graffiti part of it. You know, we're trying to, you know, like me, you try to venture in different parts, yeah, of the game. You know, paint collecting, canvas collecting, whatever it may be. But when you start seeing other people's stuff being sold and they're not making the money, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know.
You know, hopefully we come up with a better strategy to protect work.
I'm going to run up the history real quick on that building. Like, before it became all this legalized, you know, safe haven stuff for writers, it used to be where cats that would get caught writing would get sent there to do community service. This guy, Pat DeLillo, was running it, and companies would donate paint, and then the kids that are doing the community service would go and clean walls. That
mm-hmm.
was their mission.
Right.
Graffiti terminators. You know,
tap,
you know,
146. What did he write?
Yeah, tap right. T-A-P.
Tap something.
Yeah,
yeah.
He had a
number. Pat backwards.
Is the Wiz gave him that?
There you go. Rest in peace, Is the Wiz.
Yo,
I actually
Izzy
met Is the Wiz over there.
I was like,
there.
What? You gave him that tag, motherfucker.
Yep.
He ain't no writer. But whatever.
Down to earth person. That is the Wiz. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Down to earth.
So, long and behold, Both gets bagged. He's doing community service with Pat DeLillo. And Both, knowing, you know, he's got the gift of the gab, convinces Pat DeLillo to let me come down there and rock a piece. So this guy, Pat, could see something, you know, like other than vandalism. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He hasn't seen the art.
Didn't he write at one point?
Who?
Pat?
No, man. He worked for the FBI.
Yeah, I know all of that.
But
I thought
he broke his back in some chase and shit. He fell off a rooftop.
Oh, okay. I always thought he wrote as well.
No. He ain't no writer.
All right. Well, shit. It's clear now.
He can barely handwrite, the motherfucker. But whatever. So, yeah, so I went down there, you know what I'm saying? We rocked this piece, and he was just like, yo, this is, you know, he got stoked off of it. He got, you know, he got the energy, you know, the message was sent that, you know, whatever. So he decides he's
graffiti is nice.
He's going to turn it around. He's going to stop graffiti terminators. Now he's going to call this thing the Fun Factory, and he's taking kids that are getting sent, like, for community service and letting them, like, paint nice stuff, you know, or give them the developmental skills become.
Which was a good.
Because you never know what somebody's going to become. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a lot of writers out there that have become serious people. You know what I mean? In the world.
Right.
But whatever.
The heads get too big.
Yeah. So.
So to speak.
You know, that's it. It just snowballed into this safe haven now, and like kids were coming down to do permission spots, and now. That was his way of taking, like, the vandalism off the street, at least the toys that are coming up. And
right.
I know it's graffiti dies in a way, but it's reborn in other ways. So, yeah, so you have Fun Factory. And then Mears was handed the building, you know, after Pat
stepped down,
and then it became the Five Points. So at that point in time, I was already, like, hanging up my shit. I was done writing. And that was about 99, 2000. No.
That's what you want people to think, but, you know.
2002, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't write no more.
Yeah. Go back and forth. It was somewhere around there. The lights were going out, you know what I mean? And I was, like, seeing it. This shit was getting tight. The claustrophobia, you know what I mean? But, you know, after that. You know, years went by, and about 2007, I got the itch. You know, I was like, yo, I ran up on Mears, and I was like, dude, I want to do something. And I don't know what the hell was going on at this building, but it was ridiculous. There was people from all over the world. Like, I would just walk around, and it was like a gallery, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, whatever. You know, more years went by. Then finally, I was just like, all right, you know, I got an idea. I want to do King Kong on the World Trade Center because, you know, it's like also, you know, rest in peace for the buildings and all the people that passed away during that whole disaster. But I presented the idea, the sketch, the fucking references, and he had a doubt that I wouldn't be able to pull this off.
Well, it was a big fucking wall.
It was huge.
Yeah.
But
I mean, scissor lifts, you know.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You were right there on fucking 7.
Listen.
Conductors blowing horns at you. I know the story. Yeah. I know the story.
22 gallons of primer, just to prime it, all right? And then before the primer went on, you know, you had 10 cats. I'm going to lay it down. It was Biss, Cuba, Vore, MF1, Dead, LM... my boy Love, Trick, Diego 127, you know, I can go on and on, fucking Stay 2. We're just sitting there scraping the wall with scrapers, like, taped onto sticks, you know, like 10-foot poles, and we're just scraping the wall, like, all the old paint to get it off
high,
of there.
How high was the building in actuality?
Because
it was...
Well, the building... I didn't go all the way to the roof.
Right, where went, you did the wall.
Yeah, I went 2 stories... So that was 30 feet high and then by 60 feet wide.
Yeah, because that shit was fucking huge.
It was 2 months of painting. I mean, if you add up all the hours, it's really 1 month of solid painting. But
who's,
you know, you got weather.
Man
hours.
Like,
you know, there's a lot of stuff that went on. But, you know, it was fun. We knocked it out, you know, and a lot of people were like, yo, when are you going to finish that thing? It's like dragging on and on and on. And it's like, dude, I can't explain it enough. It was like something that I had to complete, and I didn't give a fuck how long it took.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or what I had to do to get it done. So
you got it done.
I got it done. It ran for 2 weeks. From the day I completed it, it ran for 2 weeks. Now, yes, the building was going to get demoed. We knew that. It was supposed to go 6 months, you know? And it got, you know, short. It got shortened out, man, you know? So I can't talk about that whole case and stuff, but whatever. The story is that, you know, the judge said that the work was to be protected till the building was to be demolished.
Right.
And the owner of the building said, fuck you, and he had shit whitewashed.
Pulled some bullshit. And
so that was the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the story.
Yeah, so, you know, at that point in time, I was like, all right, whatever. I'm not going to go over there and cry and do all this stuff. It's like, it's gone. What do you want me to do?
Listen, I understand both sides. I understand the graffiti writer, and I also understand the building owner. It could have been handled differently. Unfortunately, it was handled the wrong way, in my opinion. But, you know, who am I to say?
Yeah, he pulled a special op, man. He did it at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, when nobody was around.
I understand all of that. But put yourself in his shoes. That's a lot of money there. And it ran for several years.
I put myself in his shoes.
But he could have did it with better taste. That's what I have to say.
But here's the thing. He sold the building, right? Mm-hmm. He got his money.
Right.
It's scheduled to get demolished at a certain date.
Right. And he fast-forwarded it.
Do you have to spit on people's work before the demolition?
Yeah, well, this is probably a person that doesn't give a fuck about art in particular. He just wanted to, you know, shove his foot up somebody's ass. Or, well, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I would love for another building, you know, to be dedicated to that, like another 5 points type of thing.
Well,
you know, I don't think anybody's going to give up that large real estate to have, you know, vandals paint artists paint or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Mia's had a great thing going. I mean, you know, every weekend something was going on, you know.
Well, you know, Cool Herc was there.
There were a lot of people.
B-boys battling and all kinds of stuff.
Right,
you know, bringing it back.
You know, you had the little vendors and shit by the parking lot, you know, doing their thing and it was a great place to go, and people met up with people and painted together, bullshitted together. It was a great place. You know, unfortunately, it's part of history. You know, once again, New York City.
That's it.
And look, you know, when you have people from Japan and, you know, Italy and Switzerland and all these places coming to paint there, you know, that's got to be a good thing. So, you know, for what it's worth, you know, it's a great memory to a lot of people, whether you painted there or you didn't paint there.
Yeah.
And like I said before, it would be nice if we had a place like that again. But the problem is the real estate, you know, something to that size, you know, it's rough.
Yeah.
Not unless you get some tycoon that says, fuck it, here, take the building and do whatever the fuck you want with it. But,
what are you
going
to do, bro? That's what it
is. You know, that's the way life is. You know, unfortunately, it came down. And, you know, it's just a sad story. But then again, it's a great memory. And there was a lot of history, you know, in the building.
Ah, hell yeah.
It would have been nice if they just kept one wall, you know, up. You know what I'm saying? There's so many scenarios, but regardless.
It is what it is.
So,
it's done.
The spray paint part.
For people
that don't know, FC can make any type of cap work on any type of can. It doesn't have to be a Montana. It could be a fucking ShopRite can. Tell us.
I just do my homework. That's all it is.
How do you do it?
Scavenge.
Really? I mean, yeah. Well, scavenge, yeah. But
a cap is a cap. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? Obviously. So all you have to do is look at the stem size, whether it's male or female.
Mm-hmm.
And then match it up to any other cap system.
Right.
I just fuck around in the house whenever I have like 10 minutes and play around with different caps. You know, I'll take a roach spray or, you know, pine sol can or an oven cleaner can. You know, I don't care if it's female or male or whatever. Even when the stems changed, or even before the stems changed, I was taking Raid caps. You know,
right.
And those were...
Well,
those
one of my favorites were that fucking Niagara starch.
Oh, shit.
I love
those
that shit.
Awesome, B.
Loved it.
I would make those work. You know, I would tape the stems so it would fit, or vice versa, I would cut other stems and crazy glue them to whatever a cap I needed. You know, and that's, you know, I got some caps that would work up to like 6-finger, 8-finger wide, you know, and I was just doing quick fills like that, you know. Just one quick slam of the cap.
My favorite is the claw of the hammer to get all the fucking paint out.
Ah, dude.
That,
you know.
That to me is signature.
That's
signature. I remember we were painting up in the Bronx, and I actually gave you a fucking hammer.
Yeah,
I was like, "Hey, you can keep it, bro. That shit's fucking pretty cool."
Now I'm using the 5-in-1s.
Mm-hmm.
You know the 5-in-1 tool.
Right.
It's a scraper slash fucking paint can opener. You know, roller cleaner. So I use that now, and I'll spike the bottom of the can and fill in.
That's it. 1, 2, 3. That's your ultimate fucking.
When I'm telling you,
1, 2, 3, and the paint is gone.
Out in a hurry.
Yeah.
It's coming out in a hurry.
It's
you
like
don't
a
have
fucking explosion.
Fucking bullshit.
That's exactly what it is.
So my whole thing is like, you know, if it goes up faster, you're out of there faster.
Yeah, I happen to like that theory.
Now, as far as control, I don't give a fuck about can control anymore.
No, actually, to me, it's an abstract art.
It's just, you know what I mean?
Just boom, fucking paint up.
The only thing that's going to matter is what you do at the end.
Right.
That mess.
Your outline.
To clean it up.
There you go. There you go.
You know?
I mean, you always push to the limit. I you know, it's not a secret. You know, it's just, I remember painting with you, and, you know, I would do my thing, and I'd be like, all right, I'm done, let's go. And you're like, nah, do this, do that.
Yeah,
do this, do that.
Add this, add that. You ain't walking away yet.
And you know what? I mean, but I do have that mentality.
Yeah.
Get it up and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But several times, you know, we've been in the predicament, and I'm like, all right. You know, now it came down to the point where I look at you, I'm like, yo, B, what do you think?
Yeah.
You're like, ah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But, you know, listen, we had a lot of fun together painting, and I will continue to have plenty of fun. I don't think there's anyone else out there that could actually have fun the way you and I do. I mean, me and New used to have a lot of fun. We used to laugh at our shit.
Yeah.
We used to jump in the car, drive around the block, and fucking just look at the wall and start cracking up because, like, you know, listen, back then, we pulled off some stompers.
Yeah.
And to this day, I always say I would never be able to pull that off again, considering the artillery we had compared to today's artillery.
Yeah.
You know, but it's always fun painting with you. It's always a mission. Just straight up fun. And, you know, I appreciate all of these memories that I have with you and New and all the other guys that I've went out with. And it's just, I wish we didn't have to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Who's
I wish we could fucking...
Who's got to grow up, dude?
Continue. Well,
nobody's got to grow up.
Well, we have responsibilities now.
Yeah.
You know, we have a family.
Yeah,
we have bills.
Yeah.
If it was back, you know, when we didn't have a care in the fucking world,
things
shit, man.
Things would be different.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, things would be different.
Fuck yeah. So, to the graffiti writer of today...
You're right.
Listen, if you're under 17... Bomb everything in sight. That's my advice.
Wait a minute. Nah, you can't do that, man.
What do you mean?
No.
No advice?
You can't. I got advice.
Okay.
Motherfucker, before you touch a can, learn how to write.
Well, yeah.
Learn how to
get
write.
Get your hand style. Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And stop biting.
Well, listen.
Shit.
Influences and biting are very similar. It's very similar.
You're right. Listen, I'm from there, you know what I mean? I was a toy. I was always biting.
Listen, you know what? We all start off,
you know. I'm only breaking balls because, you know, my balls were broken coming up, you know what I mean?
Like, listen, everybody's balls were broken.
Yeah, nobody would
up.
Let me touch shit, you know what I mean? It's like, wait, what are you kidding me? Let me see your shit. You know, if you ain't got style, you don't deserve to write, kid.
Absolutely.
You know, like, get on paper, you know, open up a book and look at fonts all day long. and do
listen,
that.
You know, I go on Instagram
fuck
and I
Instagram.
See
that place.
I see. Yeah, well, listen, I like. I happen to like Instagram. You know, listen, for what I do, I love Instagram.
No,
I advertise
listen,
for free.
I love Instagram. I'm an Instagram addict, and it's pissing me off because it's taking up, it's consuming hours of my life. I'm trying to fucking get away from it, but I can't.
Listen, there's guys that I see through Instagram that have sick fucking styles.
I got to tell Seek 333.
Shout
chill.
Him out. Yeah. Shout him out. Seek.
He's insane. Yo, he's blowing it up. He's going off. He's going off, bro.
But anyway, it's like hilarious. I was saying, I see a lot of shit on Instagram, and it's like, yo, this fucking guy is off the fucking meter. You know what I'm saying?
Who's
and
off the meter?
A lot of people in general.
Yeah.
That their styles with a spray can is phenomenal.
That's
but
next level stuff.
They a lot of them didn't put work in.
Yeah.
You know, but I gotta give it to them. Some of these guys, the shit they come up with these letters and you know just certain type of shit.
Here
you know.
It is, because I've thought about this a lot. Okay.
Go ahead.
You see a lot of pictures of you know murals and pieces and stuff and burners or whatever you want to call them that look almost like picture perfect.
Okay, like that's the computer generated shit.
Yeah. Now, these people have permission to do this stuff. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And you're sitting there.
We didn't.
You're sitting there and you have all the time in the world. Now,
right.
Let me take that cat and put him in a street situation where they only
absolutely.
Have 30 seconds to do something.
Absolutely.
Or tops half hour. And let me see what the fuck you do.
What are you going to
produce?
It's not
going to look so shiny.
Right. I agree.
Now, the cat that's always in the battlefield, that's always getting that thrill, that adrenaline, that rush, okay? That cat, if he's got skill, forget about it. If you give him 5 hours to do a burner, trust me, he's gonna blossom. He's gonna be sick.
So, right, absolutely.
So I give more credit to the writers.
The
that,
street bombers.
Well, not the bombers, yeah. They do it because it's fun. But, you know, try to rock like an angel duster.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
count the letters.
Okay. Like
count the letters and then go on to Grand Central.
Anything seven
and
letters
in peace
and
AD.
Over. You
rest
know what I'm saying?
Peace.
Seven letters are over that you know, you got, you're rocking that under like 2-3 minutes and it has flavor. Dude, this is what we need to like get the generation that's coming up to do. Like they need to stop and take time and just stop speeding through letters and fucking like really develop them and you know, work on it, man.
Do you think today's writer is focused on that, you know, that in general, letters? Or do you just think they're focusing on
they're
throwy and getting up?
They're just focused on getting up.
Right.
Which you know, if you're going to have a JA career, then fine. You know? Bombing's your life. That's what you want to do.
Right, okay.
Then, you know, that's cool.
Well, hats off to JA. That motherfucker is, you know, still at it.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, today it's hard to get a type like JA and, you know, all the other people that been bombing.
Yeah.
But a lot of the new guys, you know, they're coming out and they're basically just focusing on that quick fame. You know, let's see what the long run looks like for some of these new writers. I mean, hey, listen, when we started bombing, did we really think we'd be talking about it 30 years later?
Nope.
You know, not 30, 20.
No.
10. No, I mean, we went out there, we did our 60. Thing. You know, we did our thing, and I say it over and over and over again. I never in a million years thought that I would be doing a podcast or still active here and there. And
That guy, Pear, is
fucking, seriously, him, False.
Yeah.
There's quite a few guys
False,
out
definitely.
There.
Like, I see these guys up every day, man, and it's it's like, Jesus Christ.
You know, you gotta give these guys props. I mean, big shout out to
doing damage, but they're doing all fresh these, damage. You know, to, shit that I like.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see.
You know, shout out to all of these guys doing their thing. Shout out to Ova, you know, killing the fucking trucks with the NFG crew and
that guy's dedicated, man.
Keps and Onski. Yeah, yeah, he is dedicated. You gotta give it to him.
You know.
You know, I respect that. I respect anybody that goes out there and puts in the work. You know, I mean, everybody has a different perspective on graffiti, and his perspective is to kill shit.
Can we just change that whole graffiti, like, topic?
You could do whatever the fuck you want.
All right. I want to call it writing.
Writing on the wall.
Just writing. It's writing.
Okay, writing.
Let's call it what it is.
Okay, writing. Yeah. Now, my penmanship came through Catholic school.
Dude, you know what I find that? And if my recently, shit but
wasn't neat, I'd get a yardstick across my knuckles.
Oof.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like
I went to Catholic school.
My son, right? He was talking about like, oh, you know, dad, we don't write script in school. They don't teach it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, the script has been like abolished. It's like not taught. Yeah, you
know, I kind of think of it. Chia, do they have script in school?
Dude,
my daughter's in high school. Did they ever teach you how to write script?
What are they?
Wow.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm
wow.
saying? So an old school parent, or you know, so, come on, bro.
Damn, man, I'm sleepy.
These are like, come on, holy like this shit. Is like watch this out. Is fundamentals of writing, dude. You know,
like wow. now, you know that you're right.
So you just destroyed a whole like generation of like of hand style.
That's
like,
where you develop.
Generation, fuck. I don't even know what to call it. Hundreds of years of
Do you remember the notebook that had the lines and then in the middle it had the
yeah,
dots?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's what I'm talking about. If you didn't cross your S
exactly, yo,
on that dot, this fucking Sister Mary Dennis, I went to St. Leo's fucking Catholic school.
Yo, nurses will crack your shit.
And this fucking nun, we used to call her Stretch. 7 foot fucking two, and she's still fucking alive, I heard. This motherfucking nun, God forgive me, would come, look at your penmanship, and if it wasn't up to her standards, dude, it was a crack of the fucking yardstick.
My dad, you know, he'd look at my homework, and if it wasn't neat, if it wasn't clean, I'd have to rewrite everything. It doesn't matter how many pages. It doesn't matter.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Look at this shit. My daughter's in fucking high school, and I never even asked if she knew how to write script.
Dude, it's lost. It's like one of those things that are like
the lost art.
Underground. You know what I mean? It's just slipping away. All kinds of shit.
Do they do the I Pledge Allegiance to the Flag in school anymore?
Dude,
they do a quarter of it. Did you hear this shit?
A quarter of it? It's going to be illegal soon.
Oh, my God. And God we trust, motherfuckers. Yo! If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. That's just like the fucking Christmas thing.
Yeah,
You have to say happy holidays. Yeah. Fuck you. I grew up yesterday.
Right. That's
I grew up believing in fucking Santa Claus and saying Merry fucking Christmas.
Nah, man.
Not happy holidays.
It's crazy. No, but, you know, my son's learning script now. You know, we're all teaching him. Everybody's chipping in.
Wow, I got... Oh, my God.
Like, come on, man.
That is fucking amazing. That's it. Now I got to teach the kids how to write script.
I'm going
to
get on the F.
Holy shit. Ding dong. I love that bell.
Yeah, it's just dope.
I love that bell.
I love it.
Signature. The ding dongs.
All right, let me talk to you about a story, an MTA story, I guess. When,
Yeah, come on, give us something.
All right, so besides racking,
fuck the rack. Everybody the rack. Racks paint.
But I'm saying,
well, we did anyway.
Like that led to other things, like believing that I didn't have to pay for anything. So if I can get away with it, that's what was down. You
so
know?
Let me ask you a question. You go food shopping, right?
Yeah.
Your budget is, argument's sake, $200 every time, $300 when you go food shopping.
Okay. That's a little high, but yeah.
Well, listen, I got four kids.
Oh yeah, all right. $400 I'm thinking about my shit. Yeah.
$300-$400 is fucking a given.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all right, let's flip it the other way. This is my fucking motto.
Oh shit.
I go food shopping with the family.
Okay.
Now, being that we used to rack paint, steal this, steal that, whatever we did. I have this fucking mentality.
Right.
That if I'm going to the store and I know I'm going to be dropping fucking $300-$500, I got to steal something.
At least.
I got to steal something. I got to eat something.
A bag of bread.
And I got to steal something. Now.
Yo.
It's a bad fucking habit. Now, I tell my kids, don't ever steal anything.
No. It's not. But. It's not right. Karma,
I,
man.
I got to fucking rob something.
Yeah.
I feel that they fucking owe me.
Yeah.
You know, my check
gets. You're getting overcharged on something.
Yeah. My check gets taxed. I go to the supermarket or department store, and the money that I just spent that was taxed is getting taxed again to give them more
don't
tax.
Don't even fucking talk about taxes, kid. Listen, the tax thing is ridiculous right now. I'm not even
personally,
fucking playing.
I personally feel that.
You're getting taxed. Seriously,
That I
got to
tax them now. I got to fucking rob something.
And then you're getting taxed on top of the tax.
Now, sometimes, and I got to confess, sometimes if I go somewhere and I see a $50 pen, not that I need a $50 pen.
Right.
But I'm dropping a couple of $100. I'm going to steal that fucking pen.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then my wife yells at me.
Shit.
I laugh. She gets mad. And it's a bad example because I tell my kids that I don't steal. But yeah.
Shoplifting is a crime, man.
Yeah, it is a crime.
It
is a crime.
I had to put it out there. Yeah. The karma was just getting. It was just getting on me, man. It was just coming back to me like double fold, kid.
And yeah, karma is a bitch.
Yeah. I believe it because I've been there. When I stopped racking, and I mean it took like several months before I noticed. When's the bad shit gonna stop happening to me, bro?
You know? Never.
Nah, it's like tenfold. It comes back. But anyhow, so I refuse to pay the fucking train like everybody else that wrote or, you know, was like, you know.
To this day, I don't pay.
I have to pay. I can't do it. So I'm going to, I go to my local train station, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock some tunnels. And here I have like 15 cans on me. And I'm going to hop a turnstile. So I said, I can't hop the turnstile with all this paint.
Mm-hmm.
So I slide the paint under. So I, you know, go under the turnstile. Sure enough, you got transit cops. They pop out the fucking, you know.
Little doorway.
The little door. So I dip down the stairs. I left the paint. I was like, fuck it. I'm dipping. I charge into the tunnel. And I'm running full blast. Now, I got my my Doc Martens on, steel toes. Thank God.
Good choice.
But I cracked the third rail, you know, the protecting board?
Yeah.
And I just supermanned it and landed on the third rail cover.
Thank God for
that.
So,
yeah, like, I just got enough time to turn my face, you know, and crack the side of my cheek right on top of the third rail cover. And so I'm laying on this thing, and literally, that was the day I was supposed to die. Because when I went to get up, I was placing my hand underneath the third rail cover.
Yeah, you would have been fried.
Done.
Absolutely.
FC1 should have died right. Well, no, sorry, not FC1, FC3 should have died right there.
Well, lucky you didn't.
I did. I stopped myself. And
absolutely.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. Listen, got that up. Third rail is no fucking joke.
Yeah, got up. The lights were flashing. Like literally, I was only like 30 feet into the tunnel, and the transit cops, you know, they're bearing down on me. So I got up. And I made it to the exit and got out of there. But holy shit, what a wake up call.
Yeah, let me tell you that.
Now my life is not worth, you know, hopping a turnstile. You know, I lost paint. I was pissed about that. I you know, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So, but yeah.
So you would live to tell. That's a good thing. Thank God for that.
Yeah, so that's a story. That's a good
one. Give us another story.
Another story. Me.
Give
and,
us another.
Me and Jens. Me and Jens. NFC crew. We're painting the train station at like 2:00 PM, 75th Ave. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were like at that what the fuck. You know, we don't care. Let's do it. Tired of, you know, shooting the shit. And sure enough, the train rolls in. And there's a transit cop, you know, looking out the window. And me and Jens, we do the dip into the tunnel, and we're running on the catwalk. Now, you have to have like experience on, you know, being able to run on this catwalk. My boy Jens was unfortunate. He took a dip, went into the tracks. Not a fun thing, you know what I mean? But after that, it was just like, you know, what the hell are we doing, bro? I think we need to like get organized and stop this bullshit. But yeah, that was a scary day. And Jens got a little bruised up, but you know, we didn't get bagged. We got out of there. That was cool. You know?
You know?
Yeah, you know?
You know.
Yeah. Stories like that, you know, like
that's what keeps memories alive.
Yeah. This is a rush, you know?
Absolutely.
Besides rocking the steel, which was, you know, not as frequent as I'd like it in my career. But I just wasn't ready, you know. The time wasn't ready. When the trains were running, I wasn't. You know what I mean?
You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready.
Hell no. I hear you. Well, listen, the way I see it is, paint is our blood. It's always going to be in our veins. I don't know. I speak for myself, but I think I could speak for you as well. No. You're not gonna stop. No, no time soon. Regardless, you'll put the paint to some type of use.
It's funny because Hush in 94 was he was like, yo, you know, I can tell like you out of your whole crew, you're not gonna stop. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you're not going to stop writing. You're like one of those long runners, man.
I think he was right.
He was right.
Absolutely. I remember Roosevelt Avenue. He did, who was that? Hush did that, Free Five. There was a few writers over there by the glass place.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they hit that fucking thing? It ran.
Yeah,
it ran. I mean, and Hush had, if I'm not mistaken, was like a baby blue with grays.
Yeah,
and it looked like some fucking dust cloud type of shit,
yeah,
right?
It was real puffy.
Yeah, that was some hot shit back then.
That was nice, man. Was nice.
Listen, if he redid that again, it'd still be fucking hot to this day.
Yeah, yep.
But whatever happened to Hush?
He's around. He's doing his thing, you know.
He's
helping out with Sandy victims out in. You know.
I follow him on Instagram, but he's not very active.
Nah, he's keeping it low key, man. That's the way he wants.
Low key, type of guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of writers out there that, you know, they're not into that fucking social media shit.
Yeah, man.
You know, those are the guys that I'd like to get a hold of. You know, but just to see what's up. You know,
I think little by little they'll surface, like Cool C.
Yeah. You know what? Funny story.
Cool C, kid.
Cool C, we've known each other for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
And Cool C, when I started DJing, my very first record, I bought Madonna, Burning Up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Me and Cool C get off the bus at Main Street, and we go to the Wiz. And
oh, the Wiz.
That was a record that I bought. One of the first records that I bought. Now, he'd been through everything with me. My graffiti, my DJing. And then, you know, I stopped with the paint. And he would say, yo, dude, you got to get back into it. And I would. The DJing thing, he would come up to the room and we'd fucking make some tapes. And, like, he would always influence me to do more and more and... Yeah. To get back to the painting and all of this shit. And, you know, it's sad we don't keep in touch the way we should, but...
That'll change. Well,
great fucking guy. Great guy. Funny as all fucking hell.
Yeah.
You know, he was day, I was night. And now I can honestly say I think we reversed. I think I'm day and he's night.
You know, it's crazy that I was blown away when I heard the Son of Scam albums and... You know,
yeah, who would ever think that Scam would turn out to be who he is?
But forget about it. I mean, yeah, that's besides the point.
You're talking about lyrics.
I'm talking about Cool C, man, on the fucking mic.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was always into that shit.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so dude,
listening to this shit, and I'm like, yo, that sounds like Cool C. And I'm like, yo, I was just fucking thrown back, kid.
Yeah, like, listen, don't sleep on
it. I was like, yo, this shit is fresh. You know,
don't sleep on Cool C.
You know, and a lot of people were like, yo, that's that new hardcore, that's that crossover shit, man, that sucks. But you know what I mean? I was like, being that I'm so connected, this is my home, you know what I'm saying? These are my people.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, you fucking crazy. Like, I'm going to give this shit the time. I fucking played it like 1,000 times. And then it was just like, yo, this is like the greatest shit ever, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's great, dude. To know that you knew these people and you still know these people,
yeah,
and it's just a good thing.
And Lou from Sub-Zero, like, these guys put together something fucking raw and fresh, you know what I mean? Like, it was in 2000, which, like, I was not, like, even thinking about going to shows at that point in time. Like, yeah, hardcore was dead to me. But it wasn't to anybody else. Like, they kept it moving, you know what I mean? They kept
Yeah, well, listen, everybody goes through phases, you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything gives a phase, and it's how far you push it and what you do and how you, you know, go about doing what you want to do with what you want to do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, all these guys, you know, all these guys that are in the music industry in general, you know, who went to school with this one? Who grew up with that one? You know, it's amazing when you sit back and start to focus on what was in the past to the present. And you're like, wow, man, I grew up with this one. We did this. We hung out here. We did that. So, you know, that's the beauty of life in general, so to speak.
Digging into the past, like when I would... shoot photos with both, like we would always do the reconnaissance after the bomb. Like, we'd go and chase down our photo. Like, we had to go shoot shit, you know, whatever we did, we went and photographed it,
and then some.
And both was always getting pissed off at me, because when we go to get the stuff developed, like 80% of the shit was other people's stuff. He's like, what the fuck, man? He's like, yo, you know, like, you never shoot our shit. It's like, what are you wasting all this film? Like, and it's crazy because
and you have good footage.
Yeah, I got a lot of.
You got a lot of good shit.
So it's great because I'll go back to a photo and I'll really analyze it, like down to the smallest like tag
detail
underneath, like a throw up that's like showing, or you know, and it's like, oh shit, like check it out, it's old English, like way down in there, like
OE3.
Really dusty. And then it was like, I'll scan it and then I'll fucking zoom in on Photoshop and I'll like, yo. You know, and get so stoked, like pre-sweet. Like, you don't see none of this shit no more because everything's like clean.
Yeah.
Everything got fucking buffed.
Yeah.
And it's like tags that were like in the mid 80s, you know, like the ones that survived is like, yo, I see that shit. It's like, I flick it. I'll do backflips to like go and flick that shit. Yeah, fuck my tags.
I hear
don't care
that.
About my tags. I don't care about, you know, any of these new guys' tags either. Like, I'm trying to fucking, you know, grab up, like, the shit that's, like, still surviving because next, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Like, this shit's going to get crossed out or it's going to get cleaned up and that's the end of it.
Well, I hear you.
I think the tunnels holds the most...
The Holy Grail.
The dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers are in there.
Yeah. A lot of Revs, Smith, Sane,
like
all these Ghost,
tunnels, like,
Vifa.
Yo, forget it.
Goes on and on and on.
Dude, man. It's like, and that's why I like...
DE3. Do you remember DE3?
Yes, yes.
Dude, I saw... I forgot what tunnel it was in Brooklyn. I'm walking and there's like a... Not a niche. It was like the crossover.
Yeah.
Where the trains cross.
Yes.
It's like a triangle, so to speak.
Yeah.
For people that never been in the tunnel or, you know, you don't pay attention, whatever.
Right.
It's like the corner of a block, right? I'm walking, and I see this old silver DE3 tag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is fucking 80 shit.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was just fucking done. You know, there's some spots in Brooklyn that, you know, I have pictures that are from the 80s, you know, back in the day, I remember I used to write a year. You know, every once in a while you do a fill-in, you put the year in it, right?
Right.
Thank God some of these writers
put the year.
They used to do the copyright C, 1982, 1983, whatever it was.
I hardly dated anything. Like,
but a lot of the shit in the tunnel was dated because that's what it was like back then.
Right.
And I've seen some historical shit. And it's amazing that it's still
is
there.
Like fanatical with dating his shit. Like, I don't think I've seen hardly anything. I mean, very rarely that doesn't have a date on it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I think it's cool because like you could like compile all the photos.
But nowadays, you know what it is? People don't like put the year up because of, you know, they don't want to get bagged. But back then, we didn't think. I didn't anyway.
Right.
You know, I mean, now today, I mean, all right, if I do something around January, I'll put in the year. But other than that, who gives a fuck? You know, just do what you got to do.
My man Cleve, KHT.
Shout him out.
Yeah, that guy. I just saw some stuff in the tunnels this week. I was like, what? Never seen that before.
Yeah, well, like you know what? There's history out there. The tunnels hold a lot of it, you know. Pictures hold a lot of history, and you know what? It's priceless.
You know, a style master out of Corona, Ench.
Ench, shout him out.
Wow.
Shout him out. There's a lot of style masters from Corona.
Oh, no, there's tons. I know.
There's a lot. I hats off to my favorite, Spen.
Oh.
Crush Proof.
Yeah.
Clark. Tien. Yeah.
Clark is...
Biss.
Canvas master right now. He's going off.
It goes on and on.
Yeah.
Corona had a lot of great fucking old school motherfuckers before our time.
One of my Instagram buddies, he posted up some raw footage, man. Like, but these were photos that weren't circulated. These were like, you know, his friend that just shot
gems,
dude. Sun and Pro.
Oh, I was just gonna say Sun and Pro.
Wow, on the World's Fair cars.
Oh, like, 64 fucking blue arrows.
Wow, man.
Gorgeous fucking train.
I saw these photos. I was like, where'd you get these?
Gorgeous. I think I posted the sun.
I posted the picture of the sun train. Like, no, it's my man's. You know, he's got these photos. You know, like you got those cats that just like, you know, they don't know about Instagram or social media. So like,
no,
they
don't.
These albums sitting in their
they
closet.
They don't.
Know? And that's great.
Like, fucking history. Always history. Always history. Especially when it comes from you.
So, the KR1, Louis.
Talk to me.
He's fucking awesome. I hope he comes out here.
We'll get him on the show. We'll definitely get him on the show.
That guy's got...
For people who don't know, an Astoria native.
Yeah, the Super Squad.
And,
Mafia crew.
We'll get him on.
Don One?
Yes.
Gotta check that book out.
Yeah, well, see if he drops me off a copy. I'll pay for it.
No.
I don't have a problem with that. I have no problem with that. Well, any last words as we get ready to wrap up another
episode? Yeah, I
want to
talk
episode.
About, like, some locals, like my boy Raid, KVC.
Mm-hmm. KVC
guy,
crew.
Yo,
yeah.
Dude, that guy was doing damage, and he's got tons of stories. He's got tons of stories. And, we were reminiscing. We were just talking about, like, I would go and destroy this handball court at John Bown.
Oh,
yeah,
my school.
And it's funny because he would he was living in the area and he was just like he would just like
KVC like was a crew from Jamaica, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Borderline Jamaica, you know,
Kew Gardens,
you
Jamaica,
know, Fresh Meadows.
Right, okay.
Like they had, you know. That was a battleground for those guys.
I remember a lot of people from Bound. It's funny because Sean and I were in the same homeroom.
We didn't
even know each other.
Right. Yeah.
And he had got me on Instagram many, 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 many years later, obviously.
Yeah.
And was like, yo, you know, he DM'd me. Are you the Alski? Blah, blah, blah. He once knew an Alski. We were in the same class.
Yeah.
And he like ran through his story and I was just blown out of my fucking mind.
Dude, those guys.
When I figured out who it was, I was like, oh my fucking God.
I'll never stop telling this story because it's such a good story. Me and Docs, we're skating up Parsons Boulevard and we're bombing, you know, on our boards. And, you know, we go to hit this wall and these dudes speed around a corner in a Ford station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a Woody. And me and Docs are looking at each other and we're like, yo, we're out of here. It's like, I don't know what the fuck these guys are doing. They look like cops. You know what I'm saying? They dress like cops, like undercovers. And sure enough, they're like, no, come back. Fucking, you know, we write, man. What do you write? And we're like, oh, word? Yo, Docs FC, what's up? And then, you know, he's like, as isn't shown. Let's go. So we hopped in their fucking whip.
You told me that.
We hopped in their whip. And they took us bombing, you know what I mean? Like, we were rocking shit all night around the neighborhood with these cats.
Yeah, so, you told me that before.
But that was ill because these guys were like, damn, bro. Their whole station wagon was filled with paint. There was like 80 cans. At least 80 cans in the back of that fucking station wagon. Forget the trunk. This thing was the station wagon. You know how big a station wagon is?
Yeah,
bro?
A station wagon is equivalent to a fucking Suburban.
Yeah.
Today.
Dude.
Minivan.
It's of insanity. Yesterday. But anyhow, yeah, shout out to those cats.
Well, shout them all out. Shout them all out.
So,
The history will always be in the books. That's something I gotta put out there.
Yeah.
You know, but
those are all mine right there.
Let's get a not all of them. These are mine right here.
Hold on a second.
Stop stealing my shit. Give me my MQ sticker, goddammit.
Yeah, you got that. That's cool.
Let's get those shout outs in as we get ready to wrap up. Big shout out to all the supporters.
All the right,
my brother George.
This is my first time here, man. This place is pretty cool.
It's dope.
I saw Giz, man.
Without a doubt.
Who is this? Fetus?
Fetus, right. Such. Yep.
Nice.
Shout out to all them graffiti vandals out there from yesterday and today.
RF and MZ.
Shout out to Asa York.
Yo.
Shout out to Sloan JR.
Sloan. My man Sloan.
Shout out to all the brothers lost.
I wanted to get
gone too soon.
The DOCS on the phone, but. In Utah snowboarding, so
Utah snowboarding.
I don't know.
All right, gotta get him on the show one day, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell
bring
yeah.
Bring him on down.
That cat's got stories.
Bring him on down. Special thanks to everybody that supports the Alski Show. Stay tuned because we ain't going anywhere. Every week a brand new episode, Sunday night. And that's just the way it is.
All right, over and out. Till the next one. Big bang.
And like I always say, we out like a trout.
Word up.
Another Alski episode under the belt. One love to all, and to all a good fucking night.
Where's that fucking ding dong?
Ding dong.
Where is it? Oh, man.
That's the belt.
I was hoping it was a rock.
Go bring the belt. Oh, yeah. Queens get the money.
All right, peeps. We out.